this morning's reading continues from the second prophecy to the Americas, chapter 35, on the existence of divine reason. It has been asked in Holy Writ, "What shall it profit man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" In America, people seek material gain above all else, rejecting the true gain, which is immortality. And they reject the benefits of that state of immortality gained while they live in the material world, which is a sharing of divine reason that fills the universe as the sea fills the floor of the ocean. Americans have an abundance of all things, and it is not fitting that they reject the greater abundance which God extends them. People came to the shores of America centuries ago seeking a new and free life of plenty, and they found more than their dreams foretold. But the greater gain is yet to come, for God has filled America with a greater good still. And the greater good is the birth of the religion of light, come to this land by the hand of God. And would men and women of intelligence and plenty reject such a gift? All thinking individuals know that material things are of little good without freedom and love and spiritual values. And if they do not know this, they are, above all people in the world, the most miserable. For without embracing the spiritual, all that which is acquired shall be taken away as it was given. To understand spiritual values, man needs to comprehend divine reason. And to comprehend divine reason, man must be divine. God has filled the sun and the ether, which from ancient times teachers have said was the heavens and the sky outside the realm of the earth's atmosphere, with a divine intelligence which has its origins in the consciousness of God. And this is the fruit of the Son of Righteousness. And this reason, streaming forth out of the Son as a thought, streaming forth out of the consciousness of God, acts upon the consciousness of man. As a flower comes forth from the seed upon the impact of the sun's seasonal rays, man's reason shall blossom upon the impact of God's consciousness. And the divine reason filling the ether is a seed that impregnates the spirit, giving it individual life. For the spirit of man is as a sleeping soul that must be awakened. And once awakened, the individual spirit reasons. In ancient times, holy ones spoke of the Word of God, which was divine reason manifesting within nature. Herein dwelt a truth. And the ancients called the true reason of nature Logos. And the Logos was the light that created the first man. And they compared this light to the beam of God's eye, which is in the image of the sun. And within the beam was God's thought. And people had but to look at the eye of God to see into the soul of creation. And divine religion instructed men and women how to look into the soul of God through his eye. For the light of God is a radiant beam that sees all things in creation, meting out justice. And divine religion taught men and women how to be strong to withstand that light, and of the nature of the word called the Logos. For all weak things wither and melt under the rays of God's light. And the nature of God was explained in this manner, and man did understand and experience God as a friend. And the sun was the door to heaven. And people did enter with awe and wonder. And holy men and women, having entered God's realm through the sun, became the mouthpiece of God speaking divine oracles, for their minds were filled with God's word. America, under the influence of science, technology, and social materialism, has lost sight of the value of spirituality. Materialists, technicians, and natural scientists have become leaders of a dark religion of materialism. They have assumed the role of priests whose words and theories are believed by the unsuspecting masses. They see the sun as a ball of fire or an atomic furnace, sending out light and heat into the universe. They cannot understand that it is a living thing, a center of intelligence and divine reason. They would call those who gaze upon it sun worshipers, or they mock the sun gazer. To them, God has no existence, and all things are to be explained by their limited ideologies. Priests of the old churches would scoff at those who regard the sun as an instrument of enlightenment. They speak of God as a supreme being beyond all material things. But they have not seen God, nor communed with him, for they know not how to attain an understanding of God. They have shut themselves up in dark buildings away from the glory of God's image. Because of limited reasoning, scientists and materialists have separated themselves from religion. A religion of light is not of this low and limited order. Nor are the scientists of divine religion content to study only the material things which perish. Instead, they look to the cause, to origins, and to permanence, seeking the divine and the spiritual. For they know that the ancients who knew of the Logos, the divine reason, pervading all things, gave the world teachings that have laid the foundation for man's social orders, his religions, and his sciences. And man has set himself up as an insolent child, disobeying the supernatural reason of nature that comes with the rays of the sun. Because America is a great nation of peoples, God has ordained that the people should know of the existence of the Word, which is God's divine reason manifest in creation. And this divine reason shall enlighten them. And the divine reason generated within the spirit of the peoples of America shall bring forth a new people. And the material shall be wedded to the spiritual for a great nation of God. This state of being is the destiny of America. And from America, the light shall spread to all the world. And we will now have the blessings.